We have got some slides looking at how many assessment clinic visits people are making to actually get their non-operative diagnosis, both for invasive cancers and for non-invasives. And just as a reminder that on all of these graphs where you see the units, if you see the white bands, then these are the small units. So if we're looking at big variations, we often see the big the 100% and the 0%, or the very low ones, are the small units. But within this very wide range, you'll see that there are quite large units as well. So I think what we have is a big range of people getting their non-operative diagnosis at the first visit. For invasive cancers, we've got four units where more than 20% of the people are actually being diagnosed in a second visit or having extra visits to be to get their non-operative diagnosis. And again, we've got six units with more than 20% of extra visits in the bottom graph. And you can see we've put on the slides which regions those units are in. I don't think we can spend too long talking about it, but again, it's the sort of thing I think we do need as QA directors to pick up and discuss with those units why their practice is so different from other places.
Yeah, anybody want comment on why you've got extra visits? So any of these percentages you've got extra visits?
Mike Ryan from South East Coast Quark. The unit that's up there, the South East one, it's not two visits for core biopsies. The core biopsies taking place at the second visit because they don't have the accommodation to core biopsy on the day, but they've got planning permission for a new unit, so maybe that will change within the next
year. I think, though, honestly, we're so far into the programme now that it's a shame that we're still at the point where you haven't got the accommodation that allows you to do everything at a single visit. I mean, I think coming back is really not a good idea. Going back to the previous question about women being worried, you know, if they're actually coming for one visit and then they have to come back for another one, not for their results, but just to find out what their diagnosis is, it's not a good message.
So this is an area, I think, that... again, as we've heard, there may be some easy justification, but we need to find out why there's this huge variation.